This morning, we'd like to see the title of fruits in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. Before seeing the word of God, we present three questions. Number one, what do you mean fruits? Number one, what do you mean fruits? Number two, what do you regard the works of the Lord in your life? Number two, what do you regard the works of the Lord in your life? Number three, what did Isaiah see to whom? Number three, what did Isaiah see to whom? In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1, says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Therefore, Isaiah saw the vision coming from God about Judah and Jerusalem, which was the nation of Judah, mainly, not the northern kingdom Israel. Verse 1 says, now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. God told to Isaiah, to Jewish people, my beloved regarding his vineyard, which means the people of Judah are God's beloved people regarding his vineyard. So right here, God made the parable, vineyard is God's beloved people, which is Jewish people. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. God initially made a very good vineyard. He dug it up and cleared out its stone. God worked through vineyard and planted it with the choice vine. The best vine was planted in the vineyard. He built a tower in its midst. So God built a tower to watch enemies attack, for security purpose, and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it, God expected it to bring forth good grapes. So God planted good vineyard, which is God's beloved people. But, however, it brought forth wild grapes. So the vineyard didn't brought forth good grapes, but wild grapes. And now all inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah. So, verse 2, we saw Isaiah the prophet saw the vision concerning inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah. So Isaiah mainly focused on the southern nation of Judah, not the northern nation of Israel. Judge, please, between me and my vineyard. Judge, please, between me, between God and the people of Judah. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done it? This is a rhetorical question, which means God truly have done faithfully to the people of Judah or God's vineyard. Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes? Since God had done faithfully to God's vineyard, which is the people of Judah, God expected to for good grapes rather than wild grapes. Do it bring forth wild grapes? And now, please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. So let God tell you, meaning Israel people, what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hefty and it shall be burned. So God will judge against the vineyard. So take away hedges and the vineyard will be burned and break down its wall. This indicates the fall of Jerusalem and the nation of Judah. The wild grapes means the people of Judah disobeying God, you know, worshiping other gods. Therefore, God asked the people of Judah to repent their sins and come back to God. But they didn't repent and didn't come back. So God will bring judgment against the people of Judah or the southern nation. So Babylon will conquer the nation of Judah. And it shall be trampled down. The army invaded into the nation of Judah. So the cramped trampled down the people of Judah too soon. I will lay it waste. So the Jerusalem, the nation, will become wasteful. It shall not be pruned or day, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. So they would have no rain. So obviously the vineyard vine could not grow well because of no rain. No raining is a part of God's judgment because of Jewish people's disobedience to the Lord. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. Right here, God interpreted the Isaiah's vision. Right here, the vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel. And the men of Judah are his pleasant plants. So in this case, God, you know, pleasantly planted the men of Judah. So God loved the men of Judah so much. He looked for justice, but behold oppression. But God expected for the people of Judah to have justice, but they made oppression over the humble people, the other people, for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. So God expected for righteousness, but the despised people cried out for help from God. So verses 1 through 7, we see what is good fruit, what is wild fruit. Explain good fruit is righteousness and justice. Some kind of heartly thing, because they love God heartily, they would produce good things, such as righteousness, justice. But rather than oppression, you know, cry out for help, those kinds of bad the fruits. So fruit indicates a heartful thing or a spiritual thing. We can see another Bible or you know, invisible thing, Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 through 46. Here, another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now when vintage time drew near, he sent his servants, landowner's servants. Right here, landowner is God. So his servants means God's ministers, like the prophets or pastors, something like that. His servants to the vine dressers. Right here, vine dressers, the Jewish people, that they might receive its fruit. Fruit and vine dresser took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. So, but the Jewish people, you know, killed the prophet sent out by God. Again, he sent other servants. Continually, he sent out prophets and God's ministers to them, more than the first. And they did likewise to them, which meaning they killed them. They stoned God's servants. Then last of all, he sends his son. His son is Jesus Christ. To them saying, God's son, they will respect my son. But God thought they, means vine dressers, will expect my son. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir or inheritor. Come, let us kill him, seize his inheritance, take over his inheritance. So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. So Jesus Christ was crucified by the means of the Jewish people. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? They said to him, he will destroy those wicked men miserably. This one is the judgment against wicked men, the Jewish people. List his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their seasons. So this one is God give opportunity to Gentiles rather than Jewish people, because Jewish people didn't accept God's son as a Savior and Lord. So therefore the Gentiles who believe and God's son shall take over God's vineyard. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scripture the stone which the builders rejected had become the chief cornerstone? So the Lord Jesus Christ became the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you, from Jewish people, who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior and Master, and given to a nation, bearing the fruit of it. So the Gentile who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, by the work of God, or the work of the Holy Spirit, so they could produce fruits, not man's work. And whoever falls on this stone will be broken. The stone, what do you mean, cornerstone, Jesus Christ, will be broken. So whoever, against the Lord Jesus Christ will be broken. But on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Because of Jesus Christ, gospel, so you didn't believe it in that gospel, which means you falls, you fall, it will grind you to powder. Now when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, Jesus' parables, they perceived that he was speaking of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitudes, because they took him, Jesus, for a prophet. So right here, Jesus Christ gave parables before chief priests and Pharisees. Basically, certain landowner planted a vineyard, so entrusted vine dressers who are Jewish people. Jewish people initially ordained to be the nation of God, by God. But vine dressers, the persecuted God's servants. So God's servant, right here, landowner servant, came to find dressers to collect some portion of fruit from harvest of a vineyard. But find dressers killed God's servant and stoned them. So continually, during the Old Testament, God sent out many God's ministers, the prophets, but they killed them. So finally, God sent out his son, but his son also killed them. Therefore, the God made the blessing upon the vine dressers, or the nation of Judah, or the nation of Israel people, to Gentiles. So Gentiles who truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the work of Spirit, the work of God, would produce fruit. So that kind of parable. Or number two, John 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine. Right here, Jesus Christ says himself, Jesus Christ the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Right here is the vine dresser is God the Father, not the vine dresser is the people of Judah, unlike Matthew chapter 21, just previous parable. Every branch in me, in Jesus Christ, that does not bear fruit, he takes away. So, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the words which I have spoken to you. Right here, you are already clean. Because why? Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So right here, a branch itself cannot bear. So the branch by himself or herself cannot produce with his or her own effort at all. But unless it abides in the vine, unless the branch abides in the vine, so unless each person abides in the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot bear anything. So that's a requirement. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, in Jesus Christ, and I in him, bears much fruit. So basically, is in order to bear much fruit, the whole work, the vine, not branch itself, couldn't work out to produce fruits. Because the vine, the Jesus work the true for the production of more fruit throughout the instrument branches. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, you abide in Jesus, and my words abide in you. So God's words abide in you. So we are in Jesus. You will ask what you desire. So, and it shall be done for you. So what I desire is what God desires. Because I, in God, also God's word in me. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So right here, man's power is fruit, not at all. So this is God's power. How to raise the offering amount? We could make a lot of dough. That, even if you got a lot of money fund raised, those raised are not deemed as the proof, as God says. Not such kind. Not, the fleshly working proof is not that proof, in the Bible. So Bible proof, basically, you totally submit to the law, you obey to the law, then the work of the Holy Spirit, the work of God, may produce through me fruits. Those fruits only are accounted by God. Matthew chapter 7, verses 19. Through 23. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they were ravenous wolves, inwardly, heartily. So really focus on heartily. You will know them by their fruits. So fruits can show off the tree is good or bad. Do men get grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit you will know them. So we can know whether or not the tree is good or bad by their fruit. Not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So, the does the will of my Father in heaven. Right here, the good tree excluded man's power, the other things of power than God's power. So, the will of my Father in heaven. So, according to God's will, not in human will, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? So, they made a lot of miraculous healing power, a lot of things, but in the name, but not according to God's will. So those things they took those things for their own glories rather than God's glory. That's contrary to the will of God, you know, those things. Although it looks a lot of fruit, but that fruit are not counted as the fruit of fruits as God accepts. So right here, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me. You who practice lawlessness. Lawlessness means law meaning the word of God. So God really wants to practice of God's words. Not like a practice of your fleshly desire, flesh waking. So right here we see the fruit means in the Bible the results coming from the work of God. So the work of God, including the work of the Holy Spirit, or the practice of the Word of God, you know, that kind of meaning. That is a fruit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 also fruit talking about. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, you know, everything heartily thing, you know, heartily dedicated to the Lord, you know, that kind of spiritual thing, invisible thing, love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self control. Against such there is no law. So those one is the fruit of Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verses 42, 47. This is outside a certain numbering. Numbering considered as a fruit, but the death works from the Lord, not to man. So if you make a you know, particular organization numbers more and more by human work, human program, those fruit, those results are not considered as the fruit stated in the Bible. Right here, and they continued steadfastly or firmly in apostle doctrine and fellowship, teaching, fellowship, koinonia, in the breaking of bread, which means communion service. So in breaking of bread, we meditate the Jesus Christ crucifixion with bloodshed and broken body for us. That kind of is there's breaking of bread and in prayer. So right here, teaching, fellowship, you know, communion and prayer, praising God and having favor with all of it. And then the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved. So our part is we just keep on teaching fellowship, prayer, communion with the Lord in a moment to moment. Then the Lord Jesus Christ will add the number of people to church. So likewise there. Now basically, in the Bible, the fruit means regardless of rest over you know, human effort, you know, the human pleasure thing, you know, the thing, but we should totally obey God. So according to God's word, according to the will of God, so in the Spirit, so the Holy Spirit would work through us to produce you know, fruits. That kind of fruit. So fruit in the Bible means a spiritual thing, the things coming from the work of God, or an invisible thing, or the heartfully dedicated things. First, word to those who join house to house. So usually Jewish people, by human effort, they made house, you know, to no gap between house and house based upon their greedy. They add a field to field, you know, more field, you know, till there is no place, no room between house and neighbor house and field, where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land. So people said, you know, we live by ourselves, you know, among the big field, big house. In my hearing, the Lord of hosts said, my hearing, my Isaiah, you know, the prophet hearing of the Lord saying, truly, many houses shall be desolate. So house, many houses shall be desolate. That is God's judgment, because Jewish people disobedience to the Lord, worshiper over others than God, great and beautiful ones without inhabitants, so no residents, no people. For 10 acres of a vineyard shall yield one bath. One bath is 6 gallons, 22 liters. So 10 acres of vineyard only 22 liters, 6 gallons only. Very extremely smaller, you know, wine production. So very poor, you know, production. And a homer of a seed shall yield one ephah. So one homer, 10 ephahs. So one of tenths, only 10% production rate. That's very low. So one ephah is 6 gallons, 22 liters, only 22 liters. So 0.6 gallons. What to those who rise early in the morning that they may follow intoxicating drink? So early morning they should dedicate to the Lord, but rather than taking intoxicating drink, who continue until light, till wine inflames them. So until light, so like they become drunkard, they will dedicate to own pleasure rather than for God's pleasure. The harp and the strings, musical instruments, and tambourine and flute and wine are in their feast. So that is like a party animal. But they do not regard the work of the Lord. So they don't care the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of His hands. So they did not regard the operation of God's hands, also the work of the Lord. So they don't care about the word of God, the work of the Holy Spirit. Those things. The First Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty or arrogant, nor to trust in uncertain riches. So they trust in, you know, tangible things, uncertain riches, but in the living God. So we should trust in the living God in whatever situation. We are looking for the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, rather than the power of money, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So when, you know, we see, you know, certain the church, you know, policy, you know, nearly, you know, the bottom line focus on money. So how to raise the money more, you know, from the church members, you know, to others, how, you know, to build a huge building rather than the spiritual growth, you know, over God's ship. Those are things, you know, really, you know, trust in money rather than in the living God. So God is really extremely rich, you know, God created everything. So God is extremely wise. God knows everything. So really we trust in the Lord, you know, wherever God leads, We just follow Him and for His glory and His kingdom. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works. Rich in good works is you do, you know, good works. Good works meaning the works according to God's word or God's will. Ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay holds on eternal life. So Christian, given things by God, may be given away to the needy people. That's the word of God. That's God's will, because God said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, therefore, my people have gone into captivity, which meaning Babylon would come here to carry away the Jewish people as a captivity. Because they have no knowledge meaning no knowledge of God. Their honorable men are feminist. Honorable men meaning the leaders or politicians become poor diplomacy. Feminist would be hungry. And their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, Sheol, or hell, has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure. So many people would die, into the grave or Sheol. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he who is jubilant or cheerful shall descend into it. People shall be brought down. Each man shall be humbled. Humbled meaning, each man shall be the shameful, and the eyes of the lofty, the arrogant shall be humbled, shall be the Lord. But the Lord of the host shall be exalted in judgment. So God will make extreme judgment against Israel people or Jewish people. And God who is holy shall be hallowed or shall be sanctified in righteousness. So because of God's righteousness, because God is righteous, that's why God executed His righteousness among the nation of Judah and Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah. Then the land shall feed in their pastures, and in the waste places of the fat, once strangers shall eat. Human work for our own glory, pleasure, also human people, Jewish people, defy the God's work. So those people would be destroyed by the Lord throughout judgments by Babylon to carry away Jewish people as captivities. But then, for the God's righteousness, the lambs shall eat, because God's justice is developed when God's justice or God's righteousness is developed, the lambs shall eat, or the despised one shall eat in the Lord's righteousness. So God will make the nation of Judah and Jerusalem extending to northern nation of Israel to be righteous. Let's see each question answer. Question one, what do you mean fruit in the Bible? The fruit in the Bible means the results coming from the work of God, which is the fruit in the Bible means the result coming from the work of God. The work of God means the fruit of the Holy Spirit or the practice of the word of God. You know, that kind of thing, the work of God. So today, you know, for born again Christian, first of all, we should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Holy Spirit will dwell in us. The Holy Spirit fullness, the Holy Spirit work, can produce the fruit, you know, the good fruit, rather than wild fruit, you know, good fruits. Also, the Holy Spirit always can work together with the Word of God. Number two, what do you regard the works of the Lord in your life? So the works of the Lord disregarding human efforts, the work for human glory, human pleasure, human mind, the build up, you know, or raise up, you know, many offering, building, truly building, all of them, God disregarded, you know, everything. First of all, we should deny by ourselves completely. Then, the Holy Spirit, you know, graciously worked in us. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. So the Word of God and the Holy Spirit is the work together, that kind of things we regard the work of the Lord, you know, such as love, joyfulness, giving away something to poor people. That kind of stuff is the works of the Lord. Number three, what did Isaiah see to whom? So Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1 said, Isaiah saw the vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Isaiah saw the vision to whom? To Judah and Jerusalem. Mainly the chapter 1, verse 1 says that. So that's Isaiah saw them. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.